Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Thaddeus McCotter, writing in American Greatness about the bipartisan pacifist isolationist coalition. Thaddeus, a very good evening to you. This might be a guess on my part, having read your column, but this reminds me of a long time ago during the Vietnam War. There was an observation that the New Left, that was then the reigning progressive name, the New Left, had a great deal in common with the isolationist wing of the Republican Party. Does that still hold together, the progressives and the New Right?
Good evening to you, John. I wrote, these are the first two installments, and the final piece will come out next weekend, The Past and the Present of Pacifism, isolationism within both the American left and within the American right. In the past, you're right, we've seen the anti-war movement out of the New Left. We've seen the pacifist isolationist movement coming out of the Republicans, most notably all the way from Henry Cabot Lodge opposing to the Treaty of opposition to the Treaty of Versailles, all the way through the Lindbergh America First wave. So within both parties, you've seen an isolationist, a pacifist movement. Largely, this stems even today within the Sanders movement, within the MAGA movement, or the populist Republican movement. What you're seeing is an alienation from existing institutions. You're seeing a disillusionment with American foreign policy. You're seeing both sides wanting to spend money here at home on pressing needs to bring America back. Its focus, for Republicans especially, clearly that would be the border security issue. And so you're seeing a convergence there. And both wings seem to be ascendant within their respective parties. Now, the establishment of the Republican and Democratic parties are far more interventionist, far more willing to use kinetic military force in certain situations to protect our vital strategic interests. But you have to admit that on ascent is going to be the continued power and empowerment of candidates and elected officials that are in agreement, more of the pacifist and isolationist wings of both parties.
And the effect of this is that the parts of the parties with energy are moving the parties, or they're in opposition to the parties?
They tend to be in opposition. What happens, though, is because Americans are very practical people, even many of our most rabid partisans, the party in power, if they engage in operations overseas or kinetic military interventions, it's easier for the opposing party's isolationist pacifist wing to complain about them. It's far harder to complain about when that is being done by your own party, because they understand that the things they want to see have to happen only with their party in power. So, for example, the Democrats with the aid to Ukraine and military spending, they've had difficulty opposing it in the way that the right has opposed the military aid to Ukraine. They've kind of bitten their tongue. And yet they've come out strongly against our support of Israel and its anti-terrorism operations in Gaza. Well, the role is reversed, where the isolationist right is talking about withholding funds for the Ukraine and trying to keep the resources here. And yet at the same time, they tend to be biting their tongue in most instances about military aid to Israel and the continuing operations in Gaza. So a lot of it depends on which party's in power, and especially as we head into 2024. But overall, you can see where both of these wings, their goals tend to be the same. They want the money spent here at home. They want more focus here at home. And with the exception of, say, international treaties, which obviously the left enjoys, even the pacifist left, as opposed to the isolationist Republicans that don't, other than that, I think their view of military operations abroad and retrenching America's interest back here at home are very similar. And again, if you look at Donald Trump, they're clearly on the ascent in the Republican Party. If you look at the agenda domestically, anyways, that Joe Biden is pursuing, that is clearly the progressive agenda. And that tends to be the more anti-war pacifist wing of the Democratic Party. So I see this continuing. And what's going to be bemusing policymakers for the short term and probably in the long term is how, and this is part of my third chapter, which will be coming out over the weekend, next weekend, is how do you reconcile and get Americans on board with the foreign policy that protects America's vital strategic interests at a time of rising isolationism and pacifism?
The MAGA name, the president mostly invented it, although it is Make America Great Again, and Donald Trump is not hostile to it. But is MAGA isolationist?
I would think that on the whole it is. If you listen to certainly the pundits and certainly some of the leaders of it are clearly talking about how Donald Trump kept us out of foreign engagements, right, as opposed to Joe Biden. A lot of them opposed, even under Donald Trump, they opposed some of the Syrian missile strikes and were very worried about it. And if you listen to people like Tucker Carlson, who comes out of a libertarian background, you will continue to see it. You will continue to see from the parole movement, which a lot of those, and the Tea Party, which has morphed into the MAGA coalition, a lot of them, they were generally non-interventionists. They certainly opposed the more neocon agenda of the Bush administration. And so now that they are within the MAGA movement, you're going to continue to see that. And when you listen to Donald Trump, he clearly has his focus on domestic priorities and has talked very little about foreign policy, except for the fact that he had some of the fewest incidents of kinetic military activity and some of the fewest foreign entanglements of any president of the 20th and early 21st century.
Do the progressives recognize the similarity with the MAGA because they conduct themselves as hostile?
I think a lot of time and effort, and it has more to do, I think, with domestic politics than international politics. But the populist movements of the Sanders supporters, those progressives, and the MAGA supporters, in terms of a lot of their foreign policy and domestic policy, tend to overlap. And so the establishment and the multinational corporations and others have to do everything they can to keep those two wings from ever seeing the similarities between their positions, because being populist, being alienated from existing institutions and existing economic systems, being disillusioned with them, once you put those two wings together, the elitists have a horrible situation on their hands, one that could actually lead to an existential crisis on their part. It would lead to a more egalitarian and just society, both sides would claim, except they just can't see the other one helping them do it.
That is Mikado writing in American Greatness about a phenomenon in present-day American politics. It's an election year, so everything is very difficult to see because there's some careful adjustment to polling. But in any event, there is, my memory, similarity to what happened during the Vietnam War, the anti-war progressive new left and the isolationist old right enjoyed a similar opinion of Vietnam. Why are we in Vietnam? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2. Your second line, simplified.